Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 Mbimbitho 2020 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngisile indawo lapho kungafikela khona umuntu obulawa yimkhuhlane lo wile uthiwa yiCorona. Kodwa ngokubona kwethu uyavikeleka andibazimisele andi yonke into efunakalayo ikhona. Sesize sifisa ukuthi ngabe zonke izibhedlela even ezileminye imkhuhlane ezinje.
Abomkhankaso owe present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign bathi uhulumende kethule umthetho wokuba manzonzo komumo wezempilakahle elizweni owe national state of emergency.
Uqinisile upresident esesikuachivile ngokukhuluma nje kuphela. Uyazi ukuthi lize lethu bekuhlala kuliwa ngezepolitiki, kuliwe kuze kulimale kufa abantu. Khonokho nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi singamaqembu ahlukeneyo, sihlale phansi sixoxe, iachievement on its own.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana labakhokheli bamabandla amancane akumanyano wePollard Estate House. Kuwoza Friday kuliviki silejaha elisakhulayo elipheka libuye njalo licule umdumo wakulezi nsuku owe-house music umncedisi moyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Abomkhankaso wokulwisana lokusabalala kwegciwane le-coronavirus owe present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuba ethule umthetho wokumamanzonzo komumo wezempilakahle elizweni owe national state of emergency phansi kwemizamo yokuvimba ukuthelelanwa kwegciwane le-coronavirus eseliyingozi emazweni amaningi omhlaba. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Abomkhankaso we-present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign baveze lokhu emhlanganweni lethathele izindaba owenzelwe e-media center lapho abaveze ukukhathazeka kwabo ngokuphatheka kwahulumende kumalungiselelo okuvimba ingozi engehlela ilizwe yaleli gciwane le-coronavirus. Omunye wamalunga la unkosazana Esther Wongayizimuzi ulandisa kabanzi ngale nkuthazo yabo kuhulumende.
Other countries, including the China, they've now stopped planes leaving out the country. So similarly,
abakwamanye amazwe okubalisa eChina kabasavumeli indizamchina ukuphuma lokungena emazweni abo. Ngokufanayo kasimelanga njengelizwe sibe lokhe siyekethisa kulolu daba. Kunje sike saba lesihlakalo salowana muntu okubikwa wabaleka isibhedlela seWilkins waziphumela nje. Wayevela ngaphi lo muntu? Wayevela kwele Thailand. Kungani sibavumela laba bantu bengena kuleli? Sekumele uhulumende athathe amanyathelo alukhuni ukuthi anelise ukulondoloza impilakahle yezizalwane zakhe. Iqiniso yokuba kasilakho okwaneleyo kokuzenqabela kulolu dubu.
To put a lid on it, and it was just in one constituency. What more now of corona?
Kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi useyenze konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungiselela ukusabalala kwaleli gciwane ngendlela yokusibanga esiphezulu. Umphathintambo ogatsha lwezempilakahle uDr. Obadiah Moyo ulandisa ngamalungiselelo abo besebenzisana labezinye ingatsha zikahulumende ezigoqela olubona ngendaba zasekhaya ukulondoloza imingcele. Abekomidi ekhangela udaba lwezempilakahle edale lephalamende basanda kwethekelela esilindweni sendizamchina eseRobert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport lasesibhedlela seWilkins Infectious Hospital eHarare uyazibonela isimo samalungiselelo okwenqabela ukusabalala kwecoronavirus elaziwa njalo ngokuthi COVID-19. Umgcinisihlalo wale komidi uDr. Ruth Labode ugcizelele ukuba ngempela uzilungiselele ngokwaneleyo uhulumende ukulondoloza uzulu nxa lingasabalala leli gciwane eZimbabwe.
Sebelungisile indawo lapho kungafikela khona umuntu obulawa yimkhuhlane lo wile uthiwa yiCorona. Kodwa ngokubona kwethu uyavikeleka andibazimisele andi yonke into efunakalayo ikhona sesizasifisa ukuthi ngabe zonke izibedlela even ezileminye imikhuhlane ezinje
eZimbabwe libikwa lidinga izigidi ezedlula ezinhlanu zamadola emelika 5.2 million ukuze lenelise ukulungiselela ngokugcweleyo ukuvimba ukusabalala kwegciwane le-COVID-19 kunje abe Global Fund sebethembise ukupha eZimbabwe izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu zamadola emelika 25 million yokusebenzisa kulolu hlelo ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis kama
Siyabonga Mavis lokhu sikudaba lunye ababili abacathangelwa ukuthi bebengaba legcikwane le coronavirus kobulawayo babikwa betholakale bemsulwa ababili laba bathiwa babulawa ngumvimbano nje kuphela kodwa kwamakhelwane eSouth Africa inani labatholakele belegcikwane leli lokhu liqansa selizela yafika kumachumi amabili lane i24 Kuzwekazi le-Afrika sokulamazwe alichumi lasitshiya kalombili 18 aselabantu abatholakale belegcikwane leli. Kulamazwe athi Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan leGini asanda kuba labatholakale belegcikwane leli. Kwele Canada, unkosikazi wenhloko kahulumende unkosikazi Sophie Trudeau utholakale elegcikwane leli. Okubangele ukuba umkakhe umnumzana Justin Trudeau azivalele lapho angasoze athintane khona labantu. Kuthi ngapha kwele Melika izikolo sezivaliwe njengendlela yokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Kwele Italy osekule nani eliphezulu kulele China ekuthelelaneni leli gcikwane kulabantu abedlula phose amakhulu amabili 189. Abatholakale belegcikwane leli kusukela izolo kuphela. KweleNgilandi imidlalo enguqu yesigaba sePremier League isidluliselwe phambili kumhla ka-4 wenyanga ezayo ngenxa yegcikwane leli. Okudanisa abanye eZimbabwe ukuthi akulalwazi olupheleleyo ngokuqhamuka kwegcikwane leli. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association umnumzana Ambrose Bindi othi ulwazi alukho ngaleli gcikwane.
Well, okokuqala abantu nje indaba lithe ifika abantu bengathi hayi bayayizwa kodwa nje abakulandaba layo kakhulu. Kodwa ngokunanzelela indlela esibikwa ngayo yokulandela ama-statistics njalo sinavela abantu abangabantu abathanda lo mdlalo lo wenguqu. Babukela lapha kuma omabona kude ukuthi kulama game asekhanselwa manje asedlalwa uMT Stadium abantu bekhasi ukuthi hayi babona indaba lasendaba edlula and abanye sebeze bekhuluma lapha ongeza lapha ku social media bethi hayi kungani ngono labantu uhulumende afaka umthetho wokuthi engxenye abantu kuye kwavoti ukuthi kube labantu abangena abavela kwezindawo lathi abeZimbabwe esibaleke ukuba siphuma siya kwezindawo yimkhumbulo yonke leyo buya abanye sebeze kwayo hayi thread sheyo ukuthi kabi thread sheyo leyo izasithatha njani nje izaletha abantu abavela emazweni lawo aboChina oItaly obani bani abantu abantu ngathi hayi kade sebe sethukathile babo yomkhuhlane zomkhuhlane wokudlala
manje zikhona yini indawo ezingabapha ulwazi lokubana bayenze njani kakhulu nxa umuntu kumbe ezithola ekhwehlela okungajayelekanga lokunye okunjalo ecabangela ukuthi kungaba kuligcikwane leli zikhona yini indawo ezilolwazi lonono
owakathesi ngibona ungathi kulapha esingathi thina uhulumende wethu ehluleka khona ngoba akula sibili muntu asibabona abantu abahamba lapha kuma communities abahamba kuZulu bebafundisa ngoba indlela sokusuka lapho sofayela ngathi kuba lawo nje team ephumayo ihamba ebantini ihamba ihlanga abantu ingene emabadlele emathethi lapha itshela abantu ukuthi abantu bangenzani kube bananzela noma umkhuhlane ufika lezi kodwa ke siya kunanzela ikhono okwase kubona yebo kambe siyezwa abaminisa nxa bezicocela nje esikhathi senyuwa uzakuthi hayi kule ngabeni kodwa sibili community kathezi hayi akula muntu ongakutshela ukuthi into ebambekayo ngalo mkhuhlane kuyinde ukuthi kumbe nxa usicabangela wenzeni akukacaci so ke engxenye singathi uhulumende kulapho kule gap khona wakathezi
Hello ke umnumzana Ambrose Bindi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona le kobulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lesibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 6175, la ku 7255 ekseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Ku live talk sitholakala ku short wave ku 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Kusukusela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Umahluli omkhulu elizweni uChief Justice Luke Malaba usesole ukungagqitshwa kokwakhiwa komthethwandaba kamantshi weGwanda Provincial Magistrate Court oseleminyaka engamachumi phose amabili usakhiwa. UMalaba ubeseGwanda lamhlanje ukuzozibonela ngokwakhe ukuqhubeka kwalomsebenzi. UAlbert Ncube usiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo eseGwanda.
UMalaba bekhatshwe ngumphathintambo ezomthetho uMnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi kanye loyintuthuko yezabelo uMnumzana Dulayi Moyo bezobona okwenzakalayo kulomthethwandaba oqala ukwakhiwa ngomnyaka ka-2004 kodwa kuze kube lalamuhla awukapheli. Ekhuluma ngemva komhlangano obungavunyelwa intatheli zindaba, uMalaba uveze ukudana okukhulu ezithi sekumele kuthathwe inyathelo elizadala ukuthi lesi sakhiwo siphele. UMalaba uthuke wavakatshelwa kulesi sakhiwo kabili nyakenye ngemva kokuba inkampani ye-Mutual Construction eyiyo ekhathiweyo ukuyenza lo msebenzi iphiwe imali yokwakha kodwa uyamangala ukuthi akulo sekuthe kwenziwa.
This then became a cause of grave concern to the Judicial Service Commission, particularly in view of the magnitude of the building and also in view of its significance as a means of providing access to justice to the people. Therefore, it is important that a decision be made as to the way forward.
Lokho kwasikhathaza kakhulu thina ababona ngomthetho. Ikakhulu nxa sikhangele lesi sakhiwo esingaka njalo lokuthi siqakatheke kangakanani ekwethulweni komthetho. Kungakho kuqakathekile ukuthi sithathe inyathelo sisiya phambili.
Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eGwanda, uMnumzana Bekezela Madumafuzwayo, uthi ziningi inhlelo uhulumende engakazigqibi kulesi sabelo.
Ukuthi silama-projects amileyo anjengeGwanda Polytech, iJoshua Mqaboko elweqasa ukwakhiwa i-old site ngo-83, namuhla i-new site lokho kungulimile ama-crane. Akwenziwa lutho ikhothi yena leyana sizifuna ukuqaliswa kutsha, akwenziwa lutho ibridge likamtshabezi kalenziwa lutho. Singabala ama-project egovernment wonke ayeGwanda amileyo maningi kakhulu.
UMnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla wayengumeya wedolobho leGwanda uthi bekungadingakali ukuthi uMalaba lequla lakhe basuke khonale esigodlweni bezobona isakhiwo esingakapheli.
Okuswelakalayo ngabantu abazokwakha, sifuna ukubona abantu bebuya bezokwakha, hathi bezobuka nje engathi ngama-tourists. Indaba ye-tourism kuhulumende kayipheli, kakwenziwe izinto kungabe kukhulunywa ngazo. Abantu bezobuka nje engathi ngabantu ababukela impophoma zasepholosi kumbe amanxiwa waseZimbabwe. Kangiboni ukuthi kuza kwabo kuyanceda ngani. Kuyanceda ngokudla imadlanana leyo khona. Leyo mali ngabe kudinga izamende London isakhiwo saphela. Sikhathele ngabantu abakhuluma ngomlomo bengenzi lutho.
UMnumzana Stanley Madam Mombe, umqondisi we-Mutual Construction layo obesemhlanganweni waseGwanda namhlanje, akathandanga ukukhuluma le ntatheli zindaba esithi sivumelwano asibhalelana lo rhulumente asimvumeli. UMalaba ugcine esithi bazahlala phansi loyakhayo baphume lesinqumo kusasa ukuze umsebenzi uqhubeke. UZiyambilayo uveze ukukhathazeka esithi kuyamangalisa ukwenzakala eGwanda ngoba kwabanye amadolobha afana leTinoi umsebenzi ofanayo uyaqhubeka kuhle. Lo mthethwandaba ukhangelelwe ukunceda kakhulu ekuthoniseni kwamacala ngokuphangisa lapho uthe waphela. Ngimele umsakazi weStudio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, Albert Ncube.
elingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk, lapho esixoxa khona ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni, lingenelani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangelo esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, abebutho lakwele Melika babikwa behlasele endaweni egcina izikhali kwele Iraq lamhlanje madabuka kusa, bephindisela ukuhlaselwa okuze okuke kwenziwa inkamba zomanyano webutho elikhokhelwa yiMelika ngabeqembu labahlamuki abasekwele Iraq abe Iran. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamuhla uhlangane labakhokheli bamabandla amancane akumanyano wePollard Estate House, lapho athe khona inkulumo phakathi kwakhe lenkokheli yamabandla la sezilethe inguquko enenge elizweni. Umnangagwa uthe yinto ejabulisayo njalo eqakathekileyo ukuthi kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwamabandla ezombusazwe, kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa umnotho welizwe lokunye okuhluphayo. Inkokheli yamabandla amancane engene emhlangano lo igoqela umholi we-MDCT unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye. Umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa yena wala ukungena kunkulumo lezi esithi ngamadlwane. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lelunga lebandla likaChamisa umnumzana Edwin Dlovu yena othi uMnangagwa kumele akhulumisane loChamisa ngoba nxa ezimisele ukulungisisa udaba lweZimbabwe.
Akula kuvumelana laye ukuthi athi kunengi asebekwenzile beyinhlanganiso yePollard. Umgabe esaphila wake wasihleka nje senza ihlaya ngathi amabandla aphikisayo esithi yena ungahlanganisa u-0 plus 0 ekugcineni impendulo yabe lokhe engu-0. Amazwi akhe na la aphendula-ke umntana wakhe uMnangagwa nguye amtshela umbuso ukuthi-ke inhlanganiso yabo yePollard amabandla abahlangana labo kuhlanganisela lona lezanu phefu likaMnangagwa yi-0 plus 0. Kuzaphuma u-0 njenge-ansa, i-economy angeke bayenelise ukuthi bayivuselele nje. Ngabantu abadlalayo-ke angeke bayikwanise i-economy, yikho sithi hhayi ngu-0 plus 0 kakutshintshi lutho, akula kuningi asebekwenzile. Ikanti okuningi asebekwenzile yikudiliza, ngoba ama-resources amalutshwane eZimbabwe nala basebenzisa-ke bendawoni betshona bexoxa-ke befida-ke inhlanzi emapulazini, akula nto ibambekayo esingathi Pollard siyenze.
Kuyini uMnangagwa amele akwenze ukuze kube le nkulumo eziletha utshintsho eZimbabwe?
UMnangagwa okumele akwenze yikuthi-ke abize umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo le-MDC Alliance-ke umongameli uChamisa, bahlale phansi bakhulumisane bavumelane ukuthi yebo kambe ndoda waqilibezela kodwa i-economy angeke wenelise ukuthi iqilibezele. Bavumelane-ke ukuthi kukhulunyiswane ngoba into enkulu esilimazayo elizweni yindaba yelegitimacy, ukuthi khona laba bantu akumelanga babe khona phana, labo bayamangala ukuthi bafike njani. Osekumele kwenzakale kabize uChamisa bahlale phansi, nxa esesaba ukukhuluma laye yedwa kabize-ke uThabo Mbeki-ke umngane wabo kuZanu PF babuye bazokhuluma udaba lokuthi kulungisiswe indaba-ke yokukhokhela ilizwe esingathi yi-governance. Bangakulungisisa khona lokho ezinye izinto eziningi zizalandela, njalo baningi abantu abale expertise eziningi-ke kwi-economy abanjengabo uTendayibiti abazancedisa ukuthi umnotho welizwe uvuke njani.
Lalo-ke ngumnumzana Edwin Dlovu, ilunga le-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, ubexoxa ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7. UNtungameli uphinde waxoxa njalo lesikhulumeli somanyano wePollard umnumzana Khaliphani Phugeni, yena othi uMnangagwa uqinisile ukuthi kuningi asebekufezile kunkulumo zabo.
Kuningi ngempela uqinisile uPresident esesiku-achivile ngokukhuluma nje kuphela. Uyazi ukuthi ilizwe lethu bekuhlala kuliwa ngezepolitiki, kuliwe kuze kulimale kufa abantu, Konoko nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi singamaqembu ahlukeneyo sihlale phansi sixoxe iachievement on its own. Kodwa ungabheka last week noma last week part 1 umongameli weBotswana ukhulumile ngayi Pollard wathi into yokuqala ngempela emhlabeni njalo into ejabulisa kakhulu. Khonoko kuchaza ukuthi sesibonise umhlaba wonke ukuthi ngemva kokhetho siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi sixoxisane. IZimbabwe ke uyakwazi ukuthi ibe isolated for a long time, especially with international community. Kuningi ke sikwenzayo uzokwazi ukuthi ngikhuluma nawe nje bekumele ukuthi ngabe mhla ka 20 siyehla lapho eWashington sizoxoxisana nabo congressmen ngama sanctions afakwe eZimbabwe kodwa ngenxa ye coronavirus sidifeywe for later date leyo trip.
Kodwa abantu abaningi bathi lidlala amadlwane lezano akulalutho elilwenzayo.
Vele kanti bangathini msakazi ngoba phela bona iprogram yabo uhlelo labo ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe bemele bahlupheke kakhulu maze behlupheke kakhulu bese kwenzeka ukuthi mebe babavotele. Hayi, thina asikho lokho esikusebenzayo, thina sisebenza ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lakithi. Abantu bakithi bayahlupheka kakhulu emfowethu. Ungaye United Nations othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye African Union othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye SADC othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye la South Africa next door ilizwe ngempela elithuthuke kakhulu esifisa ukufana nalo lalo bakhuluma ngePollard. So laba bathi Pollard akulalutho ngamadlwane nje, hayi angazi ukuthi uzokholwa bani msakazi nalabo abalalela emakhaya. Kodwa engikuchoyo ukuthi siyasebenza, siyasebenza akudlalwa. Umsebenzi wethu nje very soon lizobona abanye bathi siqala ukubonakala umsebenzi wethu. I-budget le ngikhuluma ngayo ka 2020 isanitary way ifakiwe khona lapho isikhona. I-free education yinto esetshenzwayo ku-budget kukhona konke lokho.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Khaliphane Phugeni isikhulumeli somanyano wePollard ubexoxa icingweni loNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Kwezemidlalo umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo enguqwele Highlanders uMark Harrison uthi bazimisele ukuphakamisa inkezo yeCastle Challenge Cup kusasa lapho abadivana lentshantshu zesigaba sePremier Soccer League iqembu leFC Platinum. Intatheli izindaba ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Harrison uthi iqembu leHighlanders likwenze konke okusemandleni nalo ukulungiselela imidlalo yalonyaka njalo bawulindele ngamehlo abomvu wakusasa wona athi bakhangelele ukudlala kuhle banqobe.
So far we've had a very good pre-season.
Sibela amalungiselelo amahle kakhulu silungiselela imidlalo yalonyaka njalo abadlali bethu labo batshengise ukuba bayamukele kuhle lokhu ebesikwenza. Lo mdlalo wangomgqibelo ngumdlalo omkhulu kithi kanye lakuqembu leFC Platinum.
Umdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup udlalwa phakathi kweqembu eliphakamise isicoco seligi kanye leqembu eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup. Njalo nyakenye iqembu leFC Platinum yilo eliphakamise isicoco seligi kuthi eleBhoso yilo eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku. Kusenjalo abadlali beqembu leHighlanders abawalisa ukapteni weqembu njalo nginozinti uAriel Sibanda, imvimbi uPeter Muduwa kanye lomgadli uPrince Dube. Gabasayi kuba yingxenye yeqembu elizamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano we-African Nations Championship iChan namafitshane ngemva kokuba iqembu leBhoso lingabakhululanga ngoba lifuna bedlale kumdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association uXolisane Gwesela utshele intatheli izindaba ukuba abaqeqeshi beqembu lama-Warriors bathe laba badlali abasekho enhlelweni zabo.
We are notified by the training team that the 300 players.
Sithole umbiko ovela kubaqeqeshi beqembu lesizwe lesithi abadlali beqembu leHighlanders kababuyanga ukuzololonga labanye njalo ngaleso sizathu abasoze baye besabakhangela. Iqembu leHighlanders lona belisitshelile ukuba abadlali balo liyabasebenzisa kumdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup kodwa abaqeqeshi bona bathathe isinqumo esokuba bahle bayekele ukuba yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe.
Ugwesela obe
kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silejaha elisakhulayo lipheka libuye njalo licule umdumo walezisuku owe-house music umncedisi moyo odume ngelokuthi ngu-DJ Cooperman. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Jesus Banda we-Studio 7.
DJ ukupamen sekatazile ngontoto zethu nqa ngomculo wakhe wamapiano wona ke iwomculo othandwa ngontanga. Nondo udabuka kwamahlaba ithwala eNtlabuso.
Ikhulele edolobheni lakobulawayo ke ngafunda esikolo seMilton High engenze khona i-high school yami. Ngasuka eMilton High ngaye Poly ke ngenza i-machine shop, mechanical engineering, fit and turner. I-primary ngifunde e-Robert Redgold. Ngabuya ngahlangahlanganiswa ngifunde lasensuka mini ke ngale njube.
Galathi lakhe elitsha elishisayo umncedisi kungani kanti bembiza Cooperman?
Ngikhule ngithanda amamini Cooper kakhulu, bengilokuzilungilungisa njengomuntu le ololwazi le engineering. I-upper military leli ke singalo ke sihamba ngalo ke lithi uvukile umalambani ke lapha ke iningi labantu asebelizwile hayi bakhala kakhulu bafisa ukuthi ngabe nje sihlala sinze nje mihla le mihla iminyaka le minyaka bakethi. Njoba thina silalela imusic yethu kakhulu, imusic ethandwa ngabatha, ethandwa ngabantu, esithanda ukugida kakhulu, bekungamakwaito.
Indaba yakhe uthanda umculo wayeqala esemncane uCooperman. Ukhule lalela imsakazo esizwa imculo etshiyeneyo.
Mina bengithanda ukwenza ukukomposa ingoma zami ke ngirewind amakhasethi, ngirekhoda laphana njengoba kade ngithilo ngaphambili ukuthi angilalela ama-hits, ngirekhoda ke ngirewind, ngirekhode, ngi-edite laphana ukuthi lami ukuthi ngile ngoma entsha. La bengikompose ama-ringing tones ama-phone to create ama-melodies abantu ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna i-ringing tone ethi ngifuna i-ringing tone, ngicela ingoma kamajayivana ngiyibuyele ngithi ngifunde ama-notes, ngiyenze into ezinjalo. Yikho ke kwangakhaya lami ngagcina ngisidaka kahle umuntu akaqhubekele phambili ke ngento zomculo.
Ekuphekeni umculo wakhe lo ohlakazayo uCooperman usebenze labanye abaculi.
Kuma projects lawa ke ngisebenzele lo Bob Skinner, ngisebenzele lo Khwaba Rati, bonke labo engibaqamba ngamajaha nje abakhona apho edolobheni lakobulawayo, dabuka khonapho eZimbabwe. Ngisebenzele lo umfundisi uMasofa wakwaShabalala ke ku track ekhona eTumanyonyoba ke lapha ke sikhuza abantu ukuthi bakithi sikhathele, sikhathele bakithi. Bale nqa uthi yaphuma le bakhona abolova, yikho sithi uvukile umalambani.
Luhlelo lakho mlaleli uwoza Friday isikhathi sedlule ngumangoye bakwethu phosela ilizwi lokugcina kubalaleli Cooperman.
Thina sisaqhubeka sakha umculo omnandi sisakhela bona ngoba bona ibaba siphakamisayo kakhulu idenga ziki yami ungayithola ke khona pana ke ku-YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Cooperman. Ngikhona ke ku-Facebook at Cooperman DJ, ku-Twitter ke bengithola lapho sithi uvukile umalambani.
Sithi hey wena malambani wenzani? Hhayi ayisimitsho njalo uDJ Cooperman ke lo ebesigwedzelayo kuhlelo hoza hoza Friday libe nempelasonto elithukela igama lamu Ezo Jesus Band.
DJ Cooperman esidubela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Igama lami nguChris Gande lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa Studio 7
kusukela half past 7 kusiya ku 8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.